Welcome to the Yes, Nicole podcast. I am Nicole, and you probably know me because your dick has gotten really hard to my audios. Do I have your attention now? Good. For my first episode, I needed somebody that could hang, somebody that I knew all the ins and outs, like I do, of BDSM and porn and just another sex enthusiast in general. Which I think everybody that's listening probably is. Would you say sex is a hobby of yours?
I would say I am a connoisseur of fetish.
I would also say that I'm a strong masturbation enthusiast.
And a professional naughty girl. I believe you've taken that title.
That's my go-to for when anybody asks what I do, professional naughty girl.
And I just want to apologize to everyone out there that my microphone quality isn't quite up to Nicole's incredible standard. I'm a little nervous, actually. I'm not used to doing audio-only recordings like this. I come from the more visual world, I would say.
Yes, you guys. I will say she is very, very hot, obviously. But we're here for you to focus on the magic in our minds, not the magic between our legs. So I don't actually have a lot of close female friends that are comfortable talking about masturbation and the porn they're into watching. And porn is something that, obviously, I'm most interested in. I watch it every day. I barely even watch the same videos twice. So I figured, what better excuse to call up one of my friends and just ask, like, what type of porn have you been into lately?
So I think it will come as no surprise to you, Nicole, that I have been absolutely obsessed with chastity the last few months. It's become my personal vendetta in life to lock up the world. And other than that, I always go back to a lovingly ruined hand job, usually between a married couple, you know, someone where you can tell that this is what they do every night, if he's lucky anyway.
Oh my God, you're so right. Like, the best porn videos are the ones where you can read so much between the lines. You can tell when people are genuine, when the woman wants to take the power from the man, when the sub is a real sub. So yeah, even like just peeping in on somebody else's relationship, dom sub, it can be really fucking hot. That is hot.
Exactly. Well, I think we are both lawyers at heart.
Yeah. See, everything that you just described is so much more sophisticated than what I've been getting off to lately. I've been into like really young, hot, like college age girls with men that are like old as fuck. For some reason, seeing the contrast between like the hot girl and the older the guy, the better. Like, especially if they have trouble getting it up at first. Seeing a hot girl submissively sucking on, like, a soft, like, bubblegum dick. It's, like, so humiliating for her. And I love it. It's not something that I would ever do. I don't want to be with any old guys. Sorry. But I love to watch. Some things you love to watch but never want to do, you know?
Oh, yeah, of course. Like, I would never want to have my orgasm ruined, but I absolutely love watching it.
I think that all dominant women are guilty of indulging in a submissive fantasy or two, but once you come, it's just over like that. Nope. I need to be in charge.
Exactly.
I wanted to talk about a lot of different kinds of porn and how they're evolving and changing. Like, some people seem to think the audio porn is antiquated or it's not still a thing, and it absolutely still is, and it's its own genre that stands completely on its own. It has a totally different set of pros and cons than like video, which is the world that Charlotte's from.
Oh, definitely. And I think the audio world is only going to expand because people can listen to erotic audios in their pocket anywhere they are, at work, on the bus.
They can never stop listening. Anyways, obviously, clips have never been more popular than ever. People like indie stars because they can cover a lot more niches. That's really where all the fun is. And that's kind of what's drawn me to audio, is that you can be more descriptive, more imaginative, and you can take the listener to places they couldn't go otherwise. In my opinion, a hypnosis audio can be much more effective than a video. I like nothing more than reading message boards, reading people's confessions. I just love knowing what people are doing behind closed doors, that people are such little closet freaks like you, like Miss Obsessed with Chastity. And then, you know, obviously I am who I am.
Yes, and I really don't think if anyone saw us out that they would have any idea what we do for fun.
Absolutely not. I mean, I would never guess that you and I could control men so easily.
A lot of men don't even know they need to be controlled.
No, they don't, but they're very wrong. They're happier being controlled by women. That's obvious.
All you need to do is push them in the right direction, and they'll do the rest themselves.
Mm-hmm. It's obvious that you still agree because you're still listening. So, Charlotte, you still don't think I have a chance of seducing you?
Oh, Nicole, like our listeners, I know that the sun rises and sets on your voluptuous, perfect ass.
It does. You have to set up an umbrella to hang out in the shade.
But I'm sorry. We're just too close. I don't think you could do it.
If you relax underneath the umbrella, you can bask in the glow, the reflection of the sunlight on my ass.
Yes, Nicole.
Yes, you heard it right there, listeners. I think I got a wet spot on our panties.
No, that does not count.
That was not fair. So something that I love to talk about as like a porn connoisseur, but most people, at least women, look at me like deer in the headlights, is fetishes that are classic, timeless, going out of style, and making a comeback. So pantyhose in particular is something that I thought like might not be a thing in 2019, but it seems to be really popular, and it seems to really cover a lot of fetishes like foot fetish and MILF fetish.
I've noticed this too, and I think that pantyhose is becoming more popular over time because you have this younger generation that I think has mostly seen people in pantyhose in porn. Like, it's only part of lingerie. Women don't wear pantyhose every day anymore. Mm-hmm. So I think it's becoming increasingly sexualized. And then you also have this older generation of men who maybe miss seeing women in pantyhose every day and developed a fetish of that. And now the only way they can seek that out is through porn.
Yeah, definitely. Like, that's the one request that always made me kind of feel like out of place. Like, I almost felt like really confused that they're asking me to wear pantyhose. Like, of course I'm not going to wear pantyhose. That's something that like my mom would wear.
Yeah, that old ladies wear to church, maybe.
But that can be fun too.
Yes, I guess so. I think lately though, I've been really getting into the idea of like Mad Men era business wear in the full pantyhose and heels. It's just such a powerful look. And I think we should go back to that. That's a trend we need to pick up. Less jumpsuits, more sexy office wear.
Well, nobody benefits from wearing yoga pants more than me and all of my listeners, obviously. But yes, I agree. I do like to dress up. And you. Yes. Everyone worships Nicole's ass.
Well, I was talking about when I'm walking behind you.
Mm-hmm. My big bottom causes such trouble, knocking things over and rubbing into people on planes and closing doors it's not supposed to.
It's great. It always clears a pathway for me, and I get this beautiful view in front of me, like the rising sun.
That is so sweet of you to say.
Oh, like pillowy clouds lit up by the morning sun.
I never get tired of that.
So,
guys, this is how you compliment my ass. She's showing all of you up. Tell me women are not superior. This is how you compliment a woman.
Oh, you've distracted me with your beautiful booty again, and gotten me completely off topic.
That happens. Ass confusion.
I was going to say, and you mentioned it, that I think MILFs are kind of out.
You think MILFs are
yes,
out?
Yes, that is my hot take for episode one.
Oh my God, you heard it here first. MILFs are out.
Are out.
This is going to spark controversy already, I can tell. Because I feel like I see that all the time. Because one of my absolute favorite porn genres is stepmom teaches the younger, like, boyfriend, girlfriend, younger couple.
Well, you know what I think?
With older mom.
I was just about to bring this up. I think incest has just blown up. Like, 2018 was the year of
fucking
incest.
Skyrocketed.
I believe 2017 was the year of the cuckold. Incest has definitely exploded this year. And I think that is what is propping up the stepmother category. But in general, I think MILF has just taken a nosedive. I do not see MILFs like I used to anymore. And it's really a shame, because there is nothing more beautiful than an older woman who understands and can use her sexuality.
Number one fantasy by far is being dominated by an older, confident, caring, trusting woman.
And you would think that would be everyone's fantasy, but I don't know. It seems like everybody just wants to have sex with their cousins and their sisters lately.
It's so true. They want to sneak around and, you know, be like, shh. People are obviously getting kinkier because ass eating is more popular than it was like back in the day.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that ass to mouth is becoming almost required these days. That doesn't even seem to be like an extra add-on anymore.
Well, I'll say that nothing offends me more than a guy who says that he doesn't eat ass. It was definitely the year of incest, though. You're right. Stepbrother, stepsister. I prefer, you know, brother, sister without the step. But that's just me.
Absolutely. I mean, don't beat around the bush. We all know what they're really thinking about, right? But the trend I've really noticed this year is just people taking normal pornography, and that doesn't have any plot to it. It's just a man and a woman having sex. And then the title is, you know, while mom's away, brother gets first blowjob from sister. And then you
it's
watch
so true.
And there's no mention of that. They don't say anything to each other. There's just saxophone music playing.
Nobody wants a MILF unless they're acting like moms anymore. You know, they got to come in and give you your hand job to tuck you in. That's all really sweet.
And powder your diaper.
Well, see, that's a kind of a controversial one because some people think that, like, the diaper stuff, extreme age play, like toddler age, is like offensive.
I think it doesn't necessarily have to be age play. I think it could just be degrading without making you into a baby.
Or nurturing and degrading.
I like degrading.
Listeners, do you know anyone that's nurturing and degrading at the same time?
Yes, Nicole. Oh, wait, where was I? What were we talking about? So, one thing I've noticed lately in BDSM porn is that it's like an arm race now. Everyone has to have 15 gadgets hooked up to them. How many things do you really need to fuck you at the same time?
Yeah, the rope work looks really complicated, and I tend to be impatient when I'm.
No, that was a serious question. How many things do you really need inside you to get off at once? How many fucking machines do you personally need?
Well, you can have some really hard orgasms. The last time I put a butt plug in, just for fun, I just wanted to see if it fit. And I didn't even know if I was going to be in a sexual mood. Like, this is just my life. Like, oh, let me put in this butt plug.
Oh, I know exactly what that's like. Like you find a butt plug and you're like, could this sit inside me right now?
And I put it in and I was like, I feel like a naughty slut. And then I like touched myself and I was like, oh my God, I'm playing with my pussy with a butt plug.
What
Sometimes the
a
simplest
dirty
things can
girl.
be so underrated. You know what I mean? Sometimes when you get so complicated, like in some porn videos, you forget that just like the basic things, like you forget that it's about the dom in the black t-shirt with the muscles and the veins and his hands around you. That's the spirit of BDSM to me.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, how much is too much? I mean, really, nothing
Yeah.
gets the job done quicker, better, and faster than my hand.
Yes, that is so true. There's no one in this world that can get me off better than me. And,
Oh, so many guys are thinking, I could.
oh,
Wrong.
absolutely not. Absolutely not. Oh, that is so cute, almost, and kind of sad that they're so deluded that any man could ever dream of pleasing me more than just my hand can do.
Burn.
I do enjoy toys in my personal life, but I definitely don't think it's necessary.
So now it's time to wrap up our show, and this will be a section called Aftercare, where we'll talk about something completely non-sexual. This week I was in one of my moods, and I just picked up stuff to make chocolate chip cookies,
Oh,
and they were
yum.
really good.
That sounds amazing. What is your favorite flavor of cookie?
Okay, so I like a lot of different ingredients in cookies. Like a good cookie, you should have a few different things going on, like maybe oatmeal chocolate chip with like some mini M&Ms and maybe some like pecans in there too, like an everything cookie or white chocolate macadamia nut cookies with coconut like in it, because just white chocolate chip is kind of basic.
Wow, that all sounds amazing. Honestly, I just want a cookie that has chocolate and caramel and is incredibly soft and warm and buttery and a little salty.
Okay, yeah, caramel is, it's a very specific type of flavor that that's something a redhead would like, I've got to say. It makes sense that you would like caramel.
Why? Because I'm ginger colored. I actually just picked up all the ingredients for a cinnamon tamale. So I'm going to be making that this weekend, and I am very excited. I don't really bake a lot. You know, I'm busy. I'm living that busy, naughty girl lifestyle. And sometimes you just really need to make something with your hands, right?
The takeaway from this is that the Red Hat is making literally a hot tamale.
A cinnamon hot tamale, yes.
Do you like cinnamon?
I love cinnamon.
I think that's a little cliche. That's okay. Because when I saw, I don't even really go to Starbucks, but when I saw the big blonde cappuccino sign, it was like, blondes have more fun. I was like, yeah, they do.
I think ginger snaps are better. What do you think about that?
I think that, well, you and I are so different. So I'm glad that we didn't go after the same type of guys like back in high school.
Oh, absolutely. You were into like skinny, tatted up rock stars.
No, I was polishing my strap-ons between classes, obviously.
I'm pretty sure you were doing both of those things.
Yeah, we were little freaks, like, even then.
Yeah, we were really crazy. I mean, one of these days we need to tell some of our sex shop stories on here.
Oh my God, I was just literally talking this week about how when I turned 18, I went to the sex shop 5 times in 1 week. And I specifically remember seeing the leather mask that said pig on it in the BDSM section. And I was like, I was intrigued. So we pretty much failed at having any kind of non-sexual discussion.
That is par for the course with us.
Very true. So on that note, I think this session is over.
Oh, already? Can't I get another 5 minutes with you, please?
We can book another session. Thank you, Charlotte, for taking my call and for talking about all of these really intimate topics with me today.
It was my absolute pleasure. And we're definitely going to have to do this again because I know the two of us have so much to share with the world.
Right. And I kind of need an excuse to pry into your fantasies a little bit more.
Well, this is not your way in.
Anyways, so we're going to need ideas for what you guys might be interested in listening to in the future. So for now, we'll just say that we'll make a shout out to our favorite comment. Thanks for listening.